Welcome to Those Who Have Gone Before, a series that explores the lives of great Christians from our past. Here's your host, George Halima.
Smith Wigglesworth is known in a general sense as the plumber who turned evangelist. He was a small man, 5'8" tall. The saying, good things come in small packages, was certainly true of Smith Wigglesworth. Smith was in the habit of prayer and fasting. Letters poured into his house from people requesting healing. He was out of town so much that those requesting plumbing work had to find other plumbers. So his plumbing business continued to decline. Finally, he quit altogether and made an agreement with the Lord. My shoe heels must never be a disgrace. I must never have to wear trousers with knees out. I said to the Lord, if either of these things take place, I will go back to plumbing. God never failed to supply all his needs, and he never went back to plumbing. Smith's key to success was very simple. Only believe. His success came from his utter and entire dependence of Christ for everything. He stated at one time that he hardly went 15 minutes without reading the Word. I have a friend in South Dakota, Pastor Terry Botchin. He has a very impressive record of seeing prayers answered. And when Lorraine and I have a very tough situation that needs an immediate answer from God, we call Pastor Terry. He once said to me, I believe everything I pray. Smith Wigglesworth once made the same statement, I believe everything I pray. And he believed God would heal everyone he prayed for.
Thanks for listening to Those Who Have Gone Before. All segments can be accessed on the website georgeandlorraine.com.